la to some jo chung ba sa wo ne ba sam ba san jo chung ko to ti ba ne ba ta
Rinpoche is asking us to develop bodhicitta and thinking that in order to achieve Buddhahood for the sake of all the sentient beings as limitless as this thing, and we are going to strive for this for 5 years for the learning, reflecting and the meditation upon Mahayana Sutra Alankara, which is one of the five texts of the Maitreya.
Et la méditation du Sutra Dodegyen, qui est un des cinq textes écrits par Maitreya.
Then teren leva yeba regye leva jitoyen du jowen.
And today Rinpoche would like to give brief explanation on the fourth chapter, which is on the family or the family, yes.
Et aujourd'hui, Rinpoche va nous donner une brève explication sur le quatrième chapitre qui concerne la famille.
Generally, what we call this family, an element, and a seed, all these are synonyms.
D'une manière générale, on parle soit de famille, soit d'éléments, soit de graines. Ce sont des synonymes.
And
concerning the family, or generally there are three types of family. Three types of family are held, or they are. These are the family of Shravaka, and the family of Mahayana, and the family of Vajrayana.
D'une manière générale, on parle de trois familles qui sont la famille des Shravaka, la famille du Mahayana et la famille du Vajrayana.
Tene nyentu tekpe lola rek te ndoeba chongshin cho shepan pakpe rek sun tepare.
And according to Shravakayana system, the what's called the family, or the one who belonging to the Shravaka family, is the one who has less less attachment, and have a satisfaction always. Is considered as belonging to the Shravaka's family.
Et considéré comme faisant partie de la famille des Shravakayana, celui qui a peu de désir, peu d'attachement, et est satisfait de tout.
So on top of these two qualities, there should be another two qualities added. So this is the on top of this here, less desire or attachment and full of satisfaction. So on top of this, another two qualities are added, which are and always aspiration, yes, for giving up, or for abandon, and to abandon negative, that means negativity, and meditation practice.
En plus de ces deux premières qualités, qui sont le fait d'avoir peu de désir et d'être pleinement satisfait, ils ont deux autres qualités, qui est l'aspiration à abandonner ce qui est négatif et la méditation ou la pratique.
So, in brief, yes, according to Shravakayana system, yes, unless and until one has a less attachment to one's own body, yes, unless one has less attachment to one's own sepa, also means sepa here refers to the body, yes, and the object of object of attachment, which is the five sense sensory object. One cannot be called the belonging to the Shravaka's family or belonging to noble family, yes.
Selon le système du Shravakayana, tant que quelqu'un n'a pas peu de désir en ce qui concerne son corps et en ce qui concerne les objets, les cinq objets d'essence, il est considéré ne pas pouvoir faire partie de la noble famille.
So, in fact, Rinpoche says in brief, as in Shravaka's Shravakayana system, and in order to give rise to a very proper and a very pure Padimoksha vows, yes, and one has to be, one has to be free from the attachment of one's own body and as well as the five external object, that is five external sensory object. Padimoksha vows, or you say that the vow that brings them from samsara, brings out from the samsara.
Et selon le système des Shravaka, pour avoir une motivation correcte et pure pour les vœux de libération personnelle, il faut à la fois être libre, avoir peu de désir en ce qui concerne son propre corps et avoir peu de désir en ce qui concerne les cinq objets d'essence.
Tese na tamba sanje jengkolo tambu kapsu donga ngondo songgo bijumse yang tere. Donga ngondo masong na kovala chowa jege mare shenpa mepa te yungo yomare.
And that's the reason when Buddha has, when he turned the wheel of Dharma, that means when he began to give his sermon or teaching. So the first teaching that he gave was on the suffering, yes. And because without knowing and understanding the nature of the suffering, or the nature of the samsara, one will not have the wish to renounce from the world, to get rid of the world.
C'est la raison pour laquelle, quand le Bouddha a tourné la roue du Dharma pour la première fois, quand il a donné ses premiers enseignements, il a donné les enseignements sur la souffrance, puisque si quelqu'un ne connaît pas et ne comprend pas la souffrance qui est la nature du samsara, il ne peut pas développer le renoncement qui est le moyen de se débarrasser, get rid of suffering.
Yeah, renounce.
It's the
mean
to get rid of.
No, unless they know the nature of the cycle of existence and the suffering, they will not have the wish to renounce, you know, from the samsara.
Qui est le moyen de sortir, de se libérer du samsara.
Tena ko devo dawo che zuna le ta long chu la chen cha me ba che ma zong go par do dong ang gong go yer.
So in brief, Rinpoche says, according to Shravakayana system, unless and until the one's own the attachment to one's own body and the five sensory object as well is cut through completely, one has to meditate, one has to practice on the meditation on the sufferings.
Et donc selon le système des Shravaka, Tant que quelqu'un n'a pas complètement coupé l'attachement au soi et aux cinq objets sensoriels, il doit méditer sur la souffrance.
Tene chepar to rang le dang yin je le le xian jia dou bu tong do tene mo dou bu ting en zai dang keng lu ji ting en zai de so tene ya bu gong gong.
Then in particularly in order to remove or in order to eradicate the attachment and desire concerning one for one's own body as well as for the other's body as well, one has to meditate upon what we call midukpatingism, which means the meditation upon ugliness. Mm-hmm. Ugliness, yes. Kangaroo, mm-hmm. Yes. Ugliness and skeleton, yes, as skeleton.
Skeleton.
Plus particulièrement pour couper l'attachement à son propre corps et au corps d'autrui, on doit faire des méditations sur le corps humain, sur la laideur du corps humain, sur la décomposition du corps en tant que squelette.
Té mudou bitting en zen té la, nambar mar bitting en zen, nakpar nyak bitting en zen, bu yingwa la so bintu himan bu goyan yeres.
Concerning the meditation...
Nyakpa se jito rorwa res.
Concerning the...
Téné rorwa ta, nambar mar bintu hi se tu hien tu xa, xa te so xa ta mar bintu hi ta, nyak bintu hi se jito nyakpa mo rorwa bintu hi ta. Rorwa zan ma yinba té la mbo ke bu yingwa ndu hi, xa la mbo jam na chik chik chik. Then I went to hear Mambu Gongo, yes.
And concerning the meditation on the ugliness, Rinpoche says there are many concepts we have to develop concerning the ugliness of one's own body as well as the others. For example, the first one has to develop the. What do you call the develop the. Thought concerning the body as being very completely red, which means completely when you cut the meat into pieces, so then you see completely red everywhere, you know, which looks very awful and completely red. And then number nyakwa means completely rotten and smelling, and then number buyengwa means then completely what you call. Insect. In the meat, what do you call it? That kind of full of worms. Yes. Being eaten by the worms. So these things we have to imagine concerning one's own body and others' body, and whenever attached desire arises.
Donc, quand des pensées d'attachement surviennent, on médite sur le corps humain, sous l'aspect de sa chair qui est rouge et repoussante, sous l'aspect d'un cadavre en décomposition et qui sent très mauvais, et sous l'aspect du cadavre décomposé rempli de
verre.
And then meditation on the skeleton. Skeleton means that then again we have to imagine one's own body and the other's body as well as completely being a skeleton, you know. And the whole ground, the whole space in front of oneself is full of skeletons.
Et au stade suivant, nous méditons sur notre corps et celui d'autrui sous la forme d'un squelette. L'espace tout entier étant rempli de squelettes.
And this concerning his meditation on the ugliness the skeleton. And it's not only one time or once or twice, but one has to continue. One has to continue meditation on them until really you become one with these imaginations. one has to continue the meditation, yes.
Et on ne fait pas cette méditation une ou deux fois, mais jusqu'à ce qu'on devienne vraiment un avec la méditation, jusqu'à ce qu'on l'ait réalisé.
Tene ten rao matang pe sanang tinge zeng gong te matang pe sanang dang king lu je sanang ngus chong na tene rang dang yin je lu la zan ni xian jia mei wo yong.
And when this meditation become very very clear, which means very effective, things really appear as they are, you know. Then, and one will, one would not have any attachment and desire for one's, neither for one's own body nor for the others.
Et quand cette méditation devient très claire et très efficace, on n'a plus d'attachement ni à son corps ni à celui d'autrui.
Concerning the vow that one has to practice in the Pratimoksha, is also, for example, the 253 the vows of the Bhikshu, and the 364 vows of the Bhikshunis, are also the, all these vows are also based on the non-attachment. Yes.
Et en ce qui concerne les vœux de libération personnelle.
253 and 364.
Les 243 vœux des Gelong et les 364 vœux de Gelongba sont
Most
of the vows of the both Bhikshu and the Bhikshunis are based on the basis of giving of accumulation is collection. Gathering things. You are not allowed to gather, you are not allowed to collect things.
Mm-hmm.
On this basis, these vows are, you know, these vows are based on this basis.
Et la plupart de
most of the vows, yes, not all. He says most of the
la
vows.
La plupart des vœux de ces Gelong et des Gelongma ont pour but de ne pas, de ne pas accumuler.
So the reason why one has to both Gelong and Gelong must vow, why the reason why they're based on the what you call giving up, or you know, giving up the collection or accumulation. You cannot say holding. It's like holding, yes, because one has to be, and one has to be. You know, if one follows strictly the Shravakayana's path, and one has to be dōchōng shōshī, which means less attachment, less desire, and full of satisfaction. Yes.
Et la raison pour laquelle ces vœux de Gelong et de Gelongma ont pour but d'abandonner l'accumulation, est parce que dans les véhicules des Sravaka, on doit développer le minimum d'attachement.
So unless one has these two qualities, one cannot one will not have the qualities which belongs to to the noble family of Shravakas.
Et tant qu'on n'a pas ces deux qualités, on n'a pas les qualités qui correspondent à la noble famille des Shravakayana.
Tene tikpa chenpyu rek te dojong chokhi tsammare. Kande re se na tikpa chenpyu jyoy la male sumba yendo. Sem je ne lok satong yen mi la sanje jirik sunde pare.
So then in Mahayana, it's not only the noble family, it's not only the one who has less attachment and always content. But also one has, in the Mahayana, what we call the noble family means the person who, noble family means here, the one who has the potentiality to become Buddhahood, which is called the Buddha nature, yes. It refers to that, you know, the noble family. Noble family refers to that, yes.
Et en ce qui concerne le Mahayana, il ne s'agit pas seulement d'avoir peu de désir et de contentement, mais aussi la famille du Mahayana a la potentialité d'atteindre l'état de Bouddha.
Tene rek te la yang, rangin ne rek tang, tene jejer jerek ni res.
And concerning this family, also it has two aspects. And that the primordial aspect, or the natural aspect, or the primordial aspect of the family, and the what do you call it? Developing aspect. Yes. The developing aspect of the family.
Et cette famille a également deux aspects qui sont l'aspect primordial et l'aspect secondaire.
Developing aspect. The primordial family or the natural family refers to the nature of the mind which is unchanging, yes. Unchanging is, and which is as it is, as it was before. It means without any changing. It refers to the its unchangingness quality of the nature of the mind, yes.
Et la famille primordiale se réfère au caractère immuable de l'esprit qui est tel qu'il a toujours été.
Tene te an ore jejo jerek se jo te tupa la so pa la te ne sar do tope ne be chani ya pares.
So then what we call the jejo jerek, which means as I have translated as the developing aspect of the family, which means that this refers to the qualities which are refers to the newly achieved qualities, yes, which are achieved later by various means, that means by various practice, yes.
Et le second aspect se réfère aux qualités qui se développent.
Quality or power, yes.
Au pouvoir ou qualité qui se développe par la suite.
Par la pratique.
So for example, yes, Rinpoche gives illustrated with example of the of the mineral stone of the gold, yes, which contains the gold. And the in this stone, yes, gold already exists. The golden particle which already exists. Yes, the golden particle which already exists, and however, still it is it exists in hidden way. Not when the, it is not appear yet. They have not appear yet. So that aspect is called, we can call the natural aspect of the gold, yes, and which is not seen yet, but it already exists still there. When through the various processions or process, yes, and when the goals, then the goal, yes, goal is obtained. Actually, then one see the goal, yes, one can feel the goal, one can touch the goal, yes, one can see the goal. So the appearance aspect of the goal, yes, appearing aspect of the goal through different process. So these two are the example for these two aspects of the family.
The two aspects?
Of the family.
What is the first
aspect? Primordial aspect or natural aspect of the family,
yes.
Buddha nature.
Yes, but what
and the developing it? One. What is the developing one?
Yes,
developing aspect of the family.
I know, but where is it in the
gold? Is the it's existing in the stone itself before we obtain it. Before at that moment it is not seen, you know. But still gold is there. In the form of particle, you know. In the form of particle. You know?
Second
one is then through process it is coming out, it's emerging now. It is emerging aspect of the gold.
Et les deux aspects, ces deux aspects peuvent être illustrés par l'exemple de l'or à l'état brut, dans lequel le minerai d'or est déjà contenu, mais qui est caché. Et le second aspect, qui est l'aspect du développement, est illustré par le fait que par divers procédés, on fait apparaître l'or à l'état pur au travers de ce de l'or à l'état brut.
Bueno, ye yuri da, la sinere da, do de peso.
Se no está son, está son. O tendré de tener de tatek pa tiempo de dirje ni bi corte, te pa tiempo de la mala sarpo yere ne je je kan gogo mutos.
So concerning this Mahayana family, and Rumuji says it is explained in the Mahayana Uttaratantra Shastra text in detail. So he says it's not necessary to explain here.
Concerning
the Mahayana family.
En ce qui concerne la famille du Mahayana, elle est exposée dans le Gulama, donc Rinpoche ne va pas expliquer plus ici.
Tene dorje tekpe rek te kararasana. Orere, ten tekpa chenpe rek sepe ta te, rek sepe ta tang, nyamlin je tsaba te ten samba te nyingire.
So then Rinpoche said that love and compassion, the one who has love and compassion, that is a sign or that is a proof that one is endowed with the Mahayana family.
Et quelqu'un qui a l'amour et la compassion est la preuve qu'il est appartient à la famille du Mahayana.
Tene tena
continuous flow like tape.
Tekpa chenpu nyamni te samba de nyingi mina te tekpa chenpu nyamni we ma.
And without love and compassion, one can the practice of the Mahayana teaching is not possible.
Et la pratique de l'enseignement du Mahayana n'est pas possible sans l'amour et la compassion.
Tena tekpa chenpe lo la, tena sancho senpe yendon sepe kapso, yang sonjo zocho yore se yendon sepe kapso.
So according to the Mahayana system, and when the Bodhisattva act and works for the benefit of others, so they are allowed or they are permitted to accumulate wealth or richness.
Et selon le système Mahayana, un bodhisattva qui agit pour le bien des êtres est autorisé à accumuler la richesse.
Pena sancho sempat seme tene yendon sepe kapso doba ye nane doba tambo te jimbe jimbe kor doba res.
When the bodhisattva
jimbe kor doba kavse tene lonjo mena tene jimbe kor doto kumaris.
When the bodhisattva and the bodhisattva act or work for the benefit of other beings, they have to apply four kinds of means to attract, or what you call literally doing upashi, four kinds of means to attract the disciple or the beings to be tamed. So the first one is the to attract by wealth or by richness.
Et les bodhisattvas féminins ou masculins utilisent quatre formes de moyens pour attirer les disciples. Le premier étant par la richesse.
Penan tanda tene yoram rawa chele chai jana chuso chitso na longchu me na chuso de yabu chuso to yom.
For example, Rinpoche says that if we want to, in Europe, for example, he says that if we want to establish a center and we want to keep on going very well, so then in that case, without money or without wealth, money. Which money means without money, yes, it is impossible.
Par exemple, en Europe, si on veut établir et faire prospérer un centre du Dharma, il est nécessaire d'avoir de l'argent.
Penangkor dove yete la tene sacha wenba chek, tambo sacha wenba chek. Sacha wenba te la kangba yapu ji gobre, te tene pekha me na toge.
For example, Rinpoche says, in order to gather the disciples and persons practice Dharma, first we must find out a very peaceful, we must find a suitable place.
That means a very peaceful.
So if the Bodhisattva and Bodhisattva are very rich, so then they can construct a very beautiful house for the center. Immediately, whenever they like and wherever they like. And they can gather or they can attract disciples very easily there.
Et donc, si les bodhisattvas féminins ou masculins ont beaucoup d'argent, ils peuvent immédiatement faire un centre où ils veulent et quand ils veulent, et de cette manière attirer les disciples.
If a bodhisattva or bodhisattva only has several millions of dollars or francs, so then they can easily buy a place or piece of land and wherever they like, and then they can construct a house very easily, and in this way they can benefit for many people.
Et si les bodhisattvas masculins ou féminins ont plusieurs millions de dollars, ils peuvent avoir disposé d'un terrain et faire un centre et de cette manière agir pour le bien des autres.
Te sancho samba sama tela pecha mena tene loma maya de sa chiga zoto yama.
Kale ka pora. If the bodhisattva or bodhisattva do not have money, do not have richness or money, so then it's impossible to gather or to attract even four disciples, and then let alone to build a big building.
Et s'ils n'ont pas d'argent, ils ne peuvent réunir même quatre disciples. C'est impossible, ils sont seuls pour.
Then Europe Tava in a Sancho Sambada Samachuso Yabuzo and Devanam Jetene, Lekaja de Pesha Sago Yeres. Ran Yona, you mean a day, Lekaja Pesha Sa, same thing you don't say, but cheer the thing Pesha Sago Yeres.
Therefore, Rinpoche says,
did come ever at him
also, following the Bodhisattva's path, and one should accumulate, one should collect money in order to practice Dharma for the sake of all the kinds of things.
Donc, comme les Bodhisattva du passé, nous devons réunir de l'argent pour la pratique du dharma, pour le bien-être.
Tene regi chepar jewang de regi chepar nyintu je tepa tan tepa chenpe chepar teta wa yinpe sen na nyintu tepe kaap so gelong ke se lang na se lakpa ke yunda ke pyo te se lang na Toma yungu yore lapa danga gare. Sancho simpe tepe kaosu junda tepa jinje serpo na te malang na yang Sancho simpe lapa danga gare. Te nangara yungu yore.
Because of these two differences, Rinpoche said, differences between the two systems, the Shavaka systems and the Bodhisattva system. So because of this reason, you know, in Shravaka system, yes, the monks cannot touch the gold. They are not allowed to touch the gold in any circumstances. And however, in the Mahayana, in the Bodhisattva Yana, and the Bodhisattva... Bodhisattva, and when he is offered, when somebody make offering of a gold to him, and then not only he has to touch, but also he has to accept it, because to benefit the other beings. If he doesn't touch the gold, so that is against the Bodhisattva's vow. So that is the difference between the two systems.
Et selon les systèmes des Sravakayana, un guélong n'est pas autorisé à toucher de l'argent. Selon le système du Mahayana, il doit accepter l'argent qu'on lui donne, autrement cela va à l'encontre des vœux de Bodhisattva.
Tenyente tebe lo la gelong se lang mo chobe den de chong chok hi yer ya saba song la de chong chok hi yer ya gu bjung ten che re san chu se be te pa la se lang chobe de san ba de nyin ji go ni yin pin zo ba se gu bjung ten che song res te che pa ta ko gu
do so one must know the differences between these two systems. Yes, the reason why in the Shavaka system, in the Shavakayana, one cannot, the monks or the bhikshu and bhikshuni, the reason why they cannot touch the gold even, because the main instruction that they have to follow, they have to practice, is the Dershung Shokshe, which means to be less desire, to have a less desire or less attachment, and to be always content. And on the contrary, whereas in the Mahayana, Rinpoche says the reason why one can accept the gold that's being offered by other, because one has to act for the benefit of other, to act or to work for the benefit of the other beings who need the richness or the money. So that's why he has to accept it.
Et on doit
as the instruction of Bodhisattva is.
On doit connaître les différences entre les deux véhicules. Dans le système du Sravakayana, un moine n'est pas autorisé même à toucher de l'argent puisqu'il doit développer principalement le fait d'avoir moins de désirs et d'avoir du contentement. Et dans le système du Mahayana, il doit accepter l'argent qu'on lui donne puisque son but principal est de venir en aide aux êtres, et pour venir en aide aux êtres, il a besoin d'argent.
Lapal yasun mukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomukomuk son de son ya pucho son ko gom je san je kese ko de ga gom je
so mujhe says if one follow the shavaka's path or the shavaka system, so then in that case if somebody offer you a gold as big as this vase as we were showing you, then if you turn away from this, say, oh no, I don't want that, if you run away from that from that goal, the Buddha says, you are right, and because you are following Shavaka's path, and the Buddha also would say, yes, it's right, what you are doing, you are right, and practicing very well.
Digging.
Yes. Bhikshu, that's very good, he would say. Because you are following according to Shavaka's system.
Et donc, c'est une partie du système des Shravakayana, et ils offrent de l'or comme ce vase. À ce moment-là, si l'on se détourne, nous avons une conduite juste et le Bouddha dirait que les Gelong ou les Gelongma qui agissent ainsi ont une conduite juste.
Tene sanjo sempe gelong che la sen daga sa che jinda che te ona tene jinda te sa ni la ya ta nge chu so chi so ta sen che man bo la nge tin to ba chi so ni sa ma tene sanjo sempe la pa tan tin ba re tene sanje ke tene te sanjo sempa mene sanjo sempe nyam ne re gong de sanje ni che re
So then in the Bodhisattvayana, yes.
Yeah, Sanjo Sempe Gelong De Lapa Tantun Songgong Jiris. Sanjo Sempe
Lapa Tantun Songgong Jiris. if somebody makes offering to you a gold as big as this, Rinpoche showed you. So then Rinpoche says you have to accept it. And thinking that with this gold, and you will start a center, you will establish a Dharma center. So this you can, so that you can benefit for many other beings who are thirsty of the teachings of Dharma. And so Buddha also will think that, Buddha also would be very pleased, you know. He would be very pleased because you are following the Bodhisattva's path very strictly. And you are always thinking and working for the others, for the sake of other beings. So in this field also, Buddha would be very happy. And
Et si nous faisons partie du véhicule des Bodhisattvas et qu'on nous offre de l'or comme ce vase, à ce moment-là, nous l'acceptons et nous avons en pensant que avec cet or, nous ferons un centre du Dharma et nous agirons pour le bien des êtres. Et à ce moment-là, le Bouddha également pensera que nous avons une attitude en accord avec le chemin des Bodhisattvas et que nous avons une conduite juste.
Tene namjo san te dorje te namjo patel pravayina te tora gogo mado tele khenja go mado nasi tamje se te se serin pada wores dorje te lo
so then
yoga gogo mado gawa gogo mado nasi tamje serin song yores te marpa lo se naro penchin se pravata to to chungbo namjo pe ikhi jin kado mne ge mala se pravel lo je te da che pares se da sa to che kwanda wo
So then in Vajrayana, Rinpoche says that if one offers, if somebody offers to this amount of gold to a Vajrayana yogi, so in that, and then neither he has to be attached to that gold, nor he has to give it up, abandon it. And because for him, and all the whole universe is gold for him. And the way he accepts the gold is like the way they accept the gold by the great yogi Naropa, when Marpa offered him the gold, you know, Naropa, the same way. And the great yogi Chungbo Nanjopa offered gold to
Ishijikandoma,
Dakini, Niguma. So this is the same way. For him, yes, the gold, the offering of the gold is like this, the same way, so the offering of the gold which received the great yogi Naropa and Ishijikandoma Niguma, the Dakini Niguma.
She received from him?
From him, yes, from Chungbo Nanjo. Chuktuk Chungbo Nanjo.
Vajrayana, si on offre à un yogi du Vajrayana une somme d'or qui correspond, qui est de la taille de ce vase, à ce moment-là, il n'a ni à le prendre, ni à le rejeter, puisque l'univers entier, pour lui, est de l'or. Et il l'accepte comme Naropa l'a reçu de Marpa, et comme Niguma l'a reçu du...
Chupo, Same je takya la, then dorje thekbe reksume pare.
According to Vajrayana system, the three pure essence, that is the pure essence, the pure essence of the body, speech and the mind, is considered as the Vajrayana family.
Et en ce qui concerne le Vajrayana, les trois essences pures, qui sont l'essence pure du corps, de la parole, quelqu'un qui a ces trois essences pures, du corps, de la parole et de l'esprit, est considéré comme un pratiquant du Vajrayana.
Tamam takya. Tamam takya. Tene te dorje tekpe lunga ye somje tamam takya se jeta so semje ne lo wo sa sartong yemi le ndu yor.
So in fact these the purity of the body, speech and the mind also in fact it refers to the purity of the nature of the mind.
Et la pureté du corps, parole et esprit correspond à la pureté de la nature de l'esprit.
Tena dorje tekpe kapsa yedam je lu yedam je lar gomba te lu mada pe nyingma de jang ne lu je dorje tekpe lu je tamam takya te pa ngondun jorbe tabri.
So, therefore in Bhajayana, Rinpoche said that the purpose of visualizing one's own body as a deity is the means or method or ways to purify all the impure aspect of the body, and then to obtain or to achieve the purity of the body. Yes.
Et dans le Vajrayana, la méthode qui consiste à méditer sur son corps comme l'aspect pur de la divinité est employée pour enlever toutes les impuretés du corps, de son corps, et pour
développer la pureté.
So,
in
Vajrayana,
So
in Vajrayana, when the initiation is given or the empowerment is given, the word abhikinsa is used. So the abhikinsa means empowerment.
Kaya abhikinsa.
So not only empowerment, in fact, according to what Rinpoche gave the definition of the word, and empowerment is only one side of the definition, you know. The other side of the definition.
Kaya abhikinsa.
not only one word, there are two words. The meaning of the word, the meaning of the term abhikinsa means to destroy and to empower, which means to destroy the impure aspect, and then
The
word abhikinsa has, the term abhikinsa has in fact two words there within it, or it has two meanings together, yes, which means to destroy and then to destroy and to, according to first definition that he gave, to destroy and then to empower, which means to destroy the impure aspect of the body, speech and the mind, and then to obtain, to empower, yes, to give the power to obtain, to achieve the pure aspect of the body, speech and the mind. And then, yes.
Quand on parle d'initiation, le mot abhikinsa a deux significations qui sont détruire les aspects impurs du corps, de la parole et de l'esprit et donner le pouvoir to give power of achieve pure aspect.
Yes.
Donner le pouvoir de réaliser les aspects purs du corps, de la parole et de l'esprit.
Look what they call it on there.
Ici look what?
Ici look what on there.
Lui je t'a pas on de sebe ici look what?
Oh no, sir. So according to the second definition, of course, the first word is saying to destroy, which means to destroy and then to pour in. To pour in, you say? To pour in, yes. To put in or to pour in, yes. What is to destroy? That is the impure aspect of the body. And then to pour in means that to pour in the transcendental knowledge, which is means to destroy. To destroy all the impure aspect of the body.
Donc il y a deux définitions. La première définition est de détruire les aspects impurs, et la deuxième définition signifie verser verser le, la sagesse transcendante qui détruit les aspects impurs.
Tena cheransu ye damje koyo wang wang to yona tene tanda leje drama tor hin yihingon de se tene wang cha to gres chara.
And therefore, and Rinpoche says, if you have a, if you have received the initiation of the body of the deity, so which means that we have received the empowerment or the permission or empowerment, yes, to destroy the impurity and to receive the or to achieve the purity.
Et si nous avons reçu l'initiation du corps, cela signifie que nous avons reçu le pouvoir de détruire les aspects impurs du corps et le pouvoir de développer les aspects purs.
Tenez, songwan la waka apikenta a sendana. Tekas tenez cheran sola nag dhamma torhe ehi ehi lupen ne vai gavaras.
So when the
nag ehi lupa.
So when the empowerment of the speech is given, so then the guru touched your throat with the vase, saying that waka abhikinsa ah, which means in this at this moment, and you are given the empowerment, you are given the power, yes, to destroy the impure aspect of the speech and obtain or achieve the pure aspect of the speech.
Et quand le lama nous donne l'initiation de la parole avec les termes Waka Abhigansa A, à ce moment-là, on reçoit le pouvoir de détruire les aspects impurs de la parole et de développer la sagesse qui correspond à la parole.
Tena Jaran Sutanda Yedam Jasong Wang To Yere, Tena Gatama Tor, Tor Chohoyere, Sawanta Kanga Topsa.
So, Rumuji says, since you have received the initiation, so you have the power. You have the empowerment, you have got the power, yes, to destroy all the impurities of the speech.
Puisque nous avons tous reçu des initiations, nous avons reçu le pouvoir de détruire les aspects impurs de la parole.
Tene ta pamba tseta abe kenza hong, tseta tene, tena yagyo yeres. Te kabza tene semje trama torhin yi lo gara.
So then, after that, the vase is touched to our heart, saying that Siddha Abhikensa Ho. So at this moment, and we are given the empowerment to destroy the impure aspect of the impurity of the heart or of the mind, and the transcendental knowledge is what you call transmitted, yes, or given.
Et quand le lama nous donne l'initiation de l'esprit, il nous touche au niveau du cœur en disant Sita Abhigansa Hum. À ce moment-là, nous recevons le pouvoir de détruire les aspects impurs de l'esprit et de développer la sagesse transcendante de l'esprit.
Dor dona dorje tekpe rekte luje tama nag tama semje tama somre wan korve kapso. Dorje tekpere tama som yone yang nyingma ke drip de yore tene nyingma de torje tama ngondu sebe tene ta wancha jimbares.
In brief, Rinpoche says, so according to in Vajrayana, the pure essence of the body, speech and the mind, that in together is called the Vajrayana family. So however, these three kind of pure essence are obscured by the pure kind of essences, obscured by the impurities, which are like the drugs, nigma, which are like the drugs, you know, the unwanted part of the water, yes, or the mud, which, and so when we receive the initiations, which means that we receive the empowerment to destroy all these impurities and to transmit to pour in all the transcendent knowledge in ourselves.
Et dans donc l'essence pure du corps, de la parole et de l'esprit correspond à la famille du Vajrayana, mais cette essence pure est voilée par des impuretés comme de la boue, et quand on reçoit l'initiation, on détruit les aspects impurs et on reçoit la sagesse transcendante.
Dordana, penna dorje tekwe lo la megnan yedam de la gomyan yere te mega wangbo mada bajan yere che dores.
For example, Rinpoche is in Vajrayana, and there's also a system, yes, to visualize, yes, the deities in the eyes. So this is why it is so, Rinpoche said that this is also a means or method to purify, you know, to remove the impure aspect of the eyes, the impurity of the eyes.
Dans le Vajrayana, il y a une méthode qui consiste à visualiser les déités dans les yeux, et c'est le moyen d'enlever les aspects impurs de la vue.
Tene la te karte kande se jang tu kore se na me ga wang bu ma wang bu ta kya ta ma te la I kore gon te nyi ma te jang ge yuris.
And the way to remove the impurity of the eye is that through the visualization of the deity, yes.
Megatama Megatama the Largonte Tene Megawan Vinin Mata Yanga yes. Megla Megan Lagonde.
No sir. And visualizing yes, through the visualization of the Megatama. The very
Tama Taka.
Here it is Tangma means with the very transparent aspect of the eyes. So the very pure, you can say. The pure transparent aspect of the eyes as the deity. So then the impurity is removed or purified.
The very transparent aspect of the
eyes.
The Wangbu Tangma the Sungare.
Wangbu Tangma Mare, the Takyare. Wangbu Tangma the Maro.
No, sir.
Wangbu Tangma the
Gansar. Wangbu Tangma the Sungare.
Wangbu Tangma. Sitichero
miki thacha de tharu gom
mega thakya de thakya de lar gom
tharu gom
re re
thakya lar gom not the organ aspect of the transparent but the purity I should say visualizing the pure aspect you know the pure essence of the eyes then the impure is removed visualizing yes the purity of the eyes as a deity then the impure is removed.
Et
impurity, ça, je montre.
Dans ce moyen, visualiser. To visualize?
To visualize, yes.
Purity of the eyes. Visualiser la. As a deity?
As a deity, yes.
La pureté de Dieu comme la divinité est le moyen d'enlever les impuretés des yeux.
Tena dorje te petawa ngoma te tana. Tawa tatok te tapa ramjanji tawa po.
So the ultimate view of Vajrayana is to develop the what we call Thakpa Ramjam, which means everything pure, or you can say the universal purity.
Et la vue ultime du Vajrayana est de développer la pureté universelle.
Tene tava Thakpa Ramjam yin balatin de tene gomba tang.
And then the taking the view is also as a universal purity, and then one's conduct and the fruit also would be universal pure.
Tava Thakpa Ramjam yin ba la ten gomba Thakpa Ramjam la ta jin kor.
Since the view is universal, so the conduct and the fruit is also they are also universal purity.
Puisque la vue elle a développé la pureté universelle, la conduite et le fruit sont également la pureté universelle.
Te tanda nyentu jere.
So that's the brief explanation about the Shravakas family and the Mahayana family or the Bodhisattva family and the Vajrayana family in particular.
Family is the Chimzang Mahal.
Chimzang.
Chimzang
family. Chimzang family.
Donc c'est une brève explication
sur la
Chimzang du
Mahayana
et du Vajrayana. Nien de sang. Chimsang, Sanchuk, Tikwa Chimbi Chimsang, Dodi Tikwa Chimsang, Dodova Sanji Gizambayan.
So, the brief explanations on the Mahayana family and Shavata family and Vajrayana family is
Chimsang.
La brève explication sur la famille des Sravakayana, du Mahayana et du Vajrayana est terminée.
Yamalaj Vador Jela Zawande Zo, 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 Yamalaj Vador Jela Zawande
Zo. Namdade, Tambunin to take Badan Tumba, Bado Sanjay Sambadan Tumba, Tamadurji take Badan Tumba, the Namdal Yuris. This is the answer Malaria Pasavata.
Rinpoche says why we do this application prayer to Milarepa because and his life story or the biography of Milarepa combines all the three aspects of the teaching, that is the Shravaka, or which combines all the three vehicles. The Shravaka, the first Shravaka, yes, in his life. The first part of the life, he followed more or less like Shravaka, and then the Mahayana, or Bodhisattva, and finally Vajrayana.
Et nous faisons une invocation à Milarepa, puisque sa vie suit les trois véhicules. Le début de sa vie, le Shravakayana, le milieu de sa vie, le Mahayana, et la fin de sa vie, le Vajrayana.
Like Shravaka. The beginning was like Shravaka. Comme Shravaka.
Le début était comme Shravaka.
Jamalaj Badojala Zawad